Hey, Mighty Warrior, you know the great John Wesley once said that if you give him 300 men who fear nothing but God, hate nothing but sin, and are determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified, he said he would set the world on fire. Do you know that one quote changed my life? Because after hearing it, God immediately gave me a vision to build a team of 300 men who would change the world for Christ. But I didn't realize it at the time that a man is the hardest thing to reach. And if you don't believe me, just ask any pastor or men's ministry leader or even a wife. Now, due to the success of our Real Men Connect podcast, we've managed to reach and teach men all over the world in 43 countries and still counting. But John Wesley knew when he spoke those famous words, just like Jesus did, that there's a huge difference between attracting a passive crowd of men and recruiting a committed team of men. So we decided to launch the Real Men 300. The Real Men 300 is an opportunity for you to join an exclusive team of men who've agreed to financially partner with Real Men Connect to be personally mentored, supported, and coached so they can be professionally trained and equipped to mentor, support, and disciple the next generation of men for Christ. So we want to personally help you grow in Christ while you're supporting us in ministry. We're a nonprofit organization and we rely heavily on your financial support. So we're asking you to consider partnering with us to help us help you be the man God called and created you to be. To give or to find out more, just go to realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com and join the 300 today. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men win even when they're wounded. I like that. Real men win even when they're wounded. For the past 3 weeks, we've been discussing man's greatest challenge, which is choosing every day the type of man he's going to be. We said he has five options, and this week we're going to talk about his fourth option, the fourth type of man, and that's the wounded man. But before we discuss the wounded man, let me quickly review the three other types we've already discussed back in episodes 120, 122, and 124. Now, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I'm somewhat of a resident expert on all five types of men because I've been each at some point in my life, and sometimes I still even struggle with some of them. We said that the first type of man we can choose to be is the whiner. That's the whiner. That's the kind of man who is paralyzed by his past because he blames his present situation on his past problems. He's always going around asking the question, why me? Then we said the second type of man we can choose to be is the one I call the worrier. That's the worrier. This is the man who struggles and refuses to move forward because he's fearful of his future. Now, he doesn't ask why me, but he's always asking what if. Now, and the third type of man we discussed in last week's episode is the man I call the waiter. The waiter. This is the man who wants things to change, but he's not willing to make any changes. He wants God to rescue him without having to do anything. He just wants to sit back and reap the rewards with little or no effort, and he's just waiting on the Lord. Now, again, if you want to find out more about these three types of men, go back and listen to episodes 120, 122, and 124. I promise you, they will bless you. So this week, we're going to focus on the fourth type of man, and I told you in the intro, I called him the wounded man. Unfortunately, I know this type of man all too well because I've spent most of my life as the wounded man. But this is also the type of man God called me to ministry to reach, teach, and help heal. So allow me to unpack the wounded man for you if I can. Now, the wounded man is the man who lives in isolation. He lives in solitude and he suffers in silence. Now, the reason is because he's been hurt in the past and he now feels helpless in his present and he believes his future is hopeless. Now, let me say that again. He's hurting from his past and he's now feeling helpless, wondering if things will ever change. And when it comes to his future, he's feeling hopeless, not hopeful. Because of these unresolved issues from his past, the wounded man often finds himself stuck in shame or guilt from past mistakes that he's made, and he's overly critical of himself and others. Now, he won't talk about his deep-rooted issues because he has a difficult time trusting people. People have been the source of his pain, and many of them were close to him. He finds it hard to move forward with his life because he's either too angry, too afraid, or too ashamed to move forward, and he won't admit it to anyone. Now, I must confess, I was that man. I actually hated men. Now, when I say that, I mean it, because I had been abandoned, abused, rejected, or ignored by most of the men in my life, and even a few women. Now, as a result, I doubted myself, I doubted men, and I even doubted God. Now, unfortunately, a lot of men can relate to my story. However, for the wounded man, the healing he needs can only be found in community and connection with other men. How ironic is that? Because God will only choose to heal what we reveal. Now, let me say that again. God can do anything, we know that. But he will only choose to heal what we reveal, not conceal. And that takes humility and brokenness. Now, the wounded man eventually learns, whether the easy way or the hard way, that regardless of how much or how bad he's been hurt in the past, he may not be able to trust everybody, but in order to heal, he's going to have to learn to trust somebody. Now, every wounded man needs a safe place to share and a healthy place to grow. Grow through his pain, his shame, and his guilt. And that can only happen in community and connection with other men. That's why I created Real Men Connect. That's the reason why I created this podcast, our private Real Men University, and the small groups I run and teach men how to run throughout the country. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that anyone who is in Christ is a new creature. Old things have gone and all things have been made new. Now, this particular verse became my anchor verse as I began to heal from my own wounded past. And if you're a wounded man, I pray that it becomes your anchor. And at the same time, Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another." Now, this verse became my motivation to seek community and connection with other men. And when I finally got in community with other men and eventually into men's ministry, I realized that God doesn't waste our pain, and he doesn't want you to waste yours either. The truth of the matter is, just because you've been wounded doesn't mean you have to stay wounded. Because remember, real men win even when they're wounded. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Now, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Hallelujah. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.